Someone asked me if they're allowed to tell their dog to do malacha on Shabbos. Let's say you want a light off on Shabbos. You want to turn the light off on Shabbos. Can you communicate with your dog to hit the light switch? So the Torah in Parshas Yisro, and during the Seres Hadibros, it tells us that on Shabbos you can't do work. You can't do work, your children, avdecha v'masecha, uvem techa. So your animal cannot do work. There's a mitzvah of shevisas behema. Your animal has to rest. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Siman Reish Samavav Siv Katan Zayin that when the Torah says lo tasa kol melacha ta uvehem techa, that you can't do work, you and your animal, the Chazal is, accept that this means melacha shenasis b'shutfus al yedei adam, a melacha that was done in partnership, b'shutfus al yedei adam uvehema, a melacha that was done with partnership through a person and an animal. So the example is dainu shehi teuna is a davar. Let's say the animal is carrying something. Something's loaded is laid on its back. And someone is leading through your voice. You're leading the animal to move to carry this load. So that is a Torah prohibition of lo tasa kol melacha to uvehem techa. The Ramban, by the way, as a side point in Masechta Shabbos Kuf Nun Gimel and Beis, explains why is choresh its own av melacha. You're doing when you do charisha, if you plow with an animal. So why is this not a lower level for mechamer, for leading an animal in partnership? That's not a capital crime. It's an isser. It's a prohibition of shvisas behema, but it's not a capital crime. Why is choresh a capital crime when you're dealing with an animal? So the Ramban says that when it comes to plowing, the behema is like a kli biyad uman. The behema is an instrument, a vessel in the hands of a craftsman. You're using the animal as sort of your instrument to plow. It's different than mechamer. Shebehema hi holechus lenafsha. The animal's going by itself. El sheishlo his orus mat. There's a little bit of awakening to it from the mechamer, from the one who leads it. So that is the Torah prohibition of shvisas behema. So it would seem then you can't tell an animal to do work for you. Not so fast, because the pre-Megadim in Orachayim, in Mishpashel Zahav, Simon Reish Mem Vav, Siv Katan Vav, says that the mitzvah of Shavisa is only what is prohibited. Shavisa's behema is only what's prohibited on a Torah level for a person. B'chol ma shebadim d'rabbanon, anything that's a rabbinic prohibition for a person, ain muzer b'behemto. The mitzvah of Shavisa's behema only applies to that which is forbidden to a person on a Torah level. This is based on the Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun Gimel Beis. It says Kol shechavero patur v'lasa. I think that's a rabbinic prohibition. Bechamoru mutar lechatchila. It's permitted to tell your donkey to do something that for you is only an iser derabbanan. In fact, that's how the Piskei Tshuvos writes in Or Chaim Siman Reish Mem Vav Os Vav. Aser min haTorah lases lahem lases kol melacha she'im adam haya osel sa haya over iser doraisa. You can have an animal do a malacha, which if the person would do it, he would violate a Torah prohibition. Lafuke malachos drabaron, to exclude malachos drabaron. Deleke iser lasos ayadam. That there's generally, other than one exception about hotzah, well, karmless, not for now, but generally speaking, the Piskei Tshuvos, and he cites this also how the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa rules, that the prohibition of Shvisas, the obligation of Shvisas Behema, the prohibition of your Behema doing work for you only applies if we're talking about a Melacha Doraisa, not Melacha Drabbanan. So turning off a light is certainly only a Melacha, is only an Issa Drabbanan. Turning on an LED light, according to many poskim, is only an Issa Drabbanan. So it seemed to be grounds that you would be allowed to communicate with your dog to set aside a. So, well, for you would be a rabbinic prohibition, like turning on an LED light, according to many poskim, or turning off a light. It is true that there is a tshuva by the Or Litzion, Chelek Aleph, Or Chaim Simon Chav Gimel, who wants to say that maybe it's forbidden, like Amir Lenachri. There are two reasons why Amir Lenachri is forbidden. One is because the non-Jew is your shaliach, he's your agent. That would not apply to an animal. But the second is a violation of Dabar Davar, it's forbidden speech. So the Or LeZion wants to suggest that maybe when you communicate to the dog to do malacha, that that would be a violation of Daber Dover, just like telling a non-Jew to do work. The Or LeZion is strict, but it seems though that the Shmir Shavuos Kilchasa is lenient, and Piskei Tshuvos cites follows again also the Prima Gadim, who are lenient in this regard.